shir should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu, and l'schus Moshe Yudah ben Peshadina, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Esther, Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi ben Maris Hanna Miriam, Dovid Avram ben Maris Hanna Miriam, Maris Naomi Sarbas, Maris Hanna Miriam, Adina Basheva bas Necha Gittel, Chana Liba bas Necha Gittel. It says in the Gemara in Brachas Naflamet Amud Beis Tavlo Hiskar Sharish Chodesh Ba'arvis Ein Machzir and also Lufi Shein Beis and Makas Chodesh El Biyom. If you made a mistake and you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh and Ma'ariv, you missed Yalav Yavo, you don't have to go back and say it again, because Beis Din is not Mekadish the Chodesh at night, they're only doing it during the day. Memelu, if you missed Yalav Yavo, you do not have to go back, because Kiddush HaChodesh is only done by day. Kach Pasek HaMechaber Parachayim Tav Chav Beis Shim Lo Amru Ba'arvis Ein Machzir Anoise Bein Sherish Chodesh Emechad Bein Sherish Yom. It doesn't matter if Rosh Chodesh is one day or 2 days. If you missed Rosh Chodesh and Ma'ariv, you don't have to go back. Misha Ein Mekachin Es HaChodesh Balayla, because there's no Kiddush HaChodesh at night. So l'chor, we have to understand that when Beis Din was Mekadish the Chodesh B'yom, Barur Hashem is Kadish Kol Hayom V'chol HaKiddush L'Mafreyam Min HaLayla, it's clear that when Beis Din is Mekadish the Chodesh by day, it goes backwards, and it's also Mekadish the Chodesh retroactively at night, the previous night. So if that's the case, why isn't there a chi of haskaras me'ena ma'ora in Ma'ariv? Avada Karosh Chodesh is miskadish already the previous night, once you're miskadish during the day. Makach mafurish b'rashi b'beitze b'daf dalet omid beis, that the 30th day of Elul at night, there are asir b'malach Hashem yiskadish ha'kodesh l'machor, v'nimtza ha'shalayla hazeh yom tov, so it'll emerge that if they're mekadish l'chodesh the next day, then it's, the previous night was yom tov and you did malacha, so you see that kedushas hayom is chal l'mafreya v'em rosh Hashanah chaf on beis, that we learn from the pasuk me'er v'at erev she'chodesh maschil b'tchilas ha'layla v'kach mafurish b'ramami pano b'simen ayin tes avin inezer shin yud aleph ayin sham v'kfar ha'iru v'zeh ha'acharonim. So the great Rav Shlomo Halevi Varman zichrona levracha discusses this in his She'eris Yosef in the fourth volume in Simen Vav, and we are going to go on his derech. So first we can be miyashev that maybe for Chiyav Askari, you need a Dia Brewer that's already Rosh Chodesh Bosa Zman Mashen Ken Benidon Didan, that at night it's still a Suffolk, if that night is going to be Miskadesh Lamachar Lamafreya. So maybe in order to be Maskir Me'en Ma'ora, you need to have complete clarity. However, it's not so posh to say like that, because what are we going to say to Tosfos and Daf Lamed Amud Beis and Brachos that they bring in the name of the Yesh Mefarshim Shalak Belel Rishon Ein Machzir and also Mashen Ken Belel Sheni Shekvar Makudish Meyom Shalafanav, that it's only on the first night that you don't have to go back, but on the second night that it's already holy, you do have to go back. And then Tosfos concludes that they don't want to be Machalik. So we have to understand Shebevadai, the second night is different than the first night. First night is Makudish, is not Makudish yet, and the second night is. So first we want to say that maybe you have to have complete clarity, and then we quoted the Tosfos that says that only on the first night Ein Machzir and also, but on the second night where it's Kvar Makudish Miyom Shelafanav, then Machzir and also. But Tosfos says Lo Nira L'Chalek, that Ein Machzir in both nights. Why in the second night in Machzir and also? Then you already know it's Rosh Chodesh. So what's the Shaila? Of course you have to go back and say Shemoneh Esrei again. So why do we say that you don't? Why does Tosfos say that you're not Mechalik? Even on the second night, you don't have to go back. The Or Samech in the 10th parak of Hilchos Tefillah, Lachi Yadalet is Tameh, Mirosh Hashanah Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. Shim Lo Nira Bizmano, Ein Mekachin Osho B'Shachar Yom Lamed Aleph. B'Shuv Ba'arvis Sheni. Ein sarach kiddush Beis Din, v'amayin machzirin also. So, if you're not mekadish l'chodesh on the 30th, so then on the 31st, it's an automatic. You don't even need kiddush. Ein sarach kiddush Beis Din. So if that's the case, so why on the second night of Rosh Chodesh Are you not machzir and also? He brings from Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Yud Amud Beis, Shebeis and Shalmala Mekachin also b'Shachar Yom Lamed Aleph, B'Shuv Ba'arvis, Shadayin Lo Kodshu, Ein machzir and also. So Tosfos Sanhedrin says that the Beis Din Shalmaila is Mekadesh it on the day of the 31st, and therefore on the night of the 31st, that it's not yet Mekudash, Ein Machzir Anoso. So that would be if you're there Mekadesh it on the 31st, like Tosfos says, during the day. So the night of the 31st is not yet Mekudash. However, Lashitas Rashi, that Beis Din Shalmaila already Mekadesh me Esmol. And the Smak says Shekichu Metchilas Halayla. What are you going to say according to that? So it's already Mekudesh on the night of the 31st. So why shouldn't you go back? So we have Rashi and Smak on one hand. We have Tosis on the other. Is the month automatically Miskadish on the night of the 31st? So Bebir Machloek Sam Nir would appear that we can explain their Machloek is as follows: that Rashi and the Smak hold that we're not Mekadesh Balayla, it's not a halacha be'ikar hachefza shel kiddush hachodesh, that you can't have kiddush hachodesh at night. That's not correct. Rather, ha'ikar hu shebekiddush hachodesh mishpat ksiv beparsha ve'ein beis din danim balayla. So on the about Kiddush HaChodesh, it says a lashon of mishpat, and Beis Din doesn't judge at night, like it says in Rosh Hashanah 25b, that Beis Din doesn't judge at night, and here you need a Beis Din. So lefizek shalanir b'zmanav v'niskadish ha'idei Beis Din shalmala. So according to this, when you don't see it at the 30th day in b'zmano, and it was miskadish ha'idei Beis Din shalmala, which means shebiyur shemei elov niskadish, like the Meiri says in Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, that it's automatically miskadesh. Ein al zeh toras mishpat. There, you don't need toras mishpat. It doesn't have toras mishpat, and therefore you don't require day. You don't have to have day. So therefore, Rashi and the Smag hold that already at night it's miskadesh. Because what's the vort that you can't be miskadesh the chodesh at night? Can't be miskadesh chodesh at night is not pshat. There's a hafka from kiddush hachodesh being at night. Problem is that Beis Din doesn't meet at night. No mishpat has to be during the day. So memela, if it's not a mishpat of the Beis Din Shalmata, then it can be done at night. So that's why Rashi and the Smag hold that at night it's miskadesh me'elav. Gevaldik's on the night of the 31st already holy. However, Shitas HaTosfos is that Gam Kiddush Beis Din Shalmaila is not going to be effective at night, because they hold there's a halacha be'ikar hachefza shel Kiddush HaChodesh in the very nature, by the very nature of Kiddush HaChodesh, that we require day, like the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Esei Kufnun Gimel, that we darshan from the pasuk of Yamim Yamima Mekorotar B'mechilta D'Rashbi B'parshas Bo, that you need day, and therefore even Kiddush Shamayim needs day. It's a halacha be'ikar hachefza shel Kiddush HaChodesh, it can't be at night, and therefore they say that they're Mekadesh it B'shachar Shel Yom Yud Aleph. Lanius Daiti says Hagon Haravarman that his das isn't so aniyah, but in his humility he writes Lanius Daiti, as is the derech of great rabbanim. So he explains as follows, that the halacha of Haskaras Me'ena Ma'or Barosh Chodesh is that it says in Erechin on Yud Amud Beis that even Rosh Chodesh is called a moed, because the pasuk says Kra Alai Moed. Nevertheless, we don't say Hallel, because it wasn't sanctified be'asiyas melacha, v'rak laila hamakudish lechag ton shira. We don't say Hallel because it wasn't sanctified be'asiyas melacha, and only night that's makudish lechag requires shira. But like Galel Pesach, but Hallel is not Mekudesh L'Asiyas Melacha. So therefore there's no Chiyuv Hallel. We just do Hallel B'Diluk. So it's called a Moed, but not enough for a Hallel. Our skipping Hallel is not a real Hallel. Shabbos Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, Chagig Yud Ches Amud Aleph, it's Mutar B'Asiyas Melacha. U'Pashat Sherosh Chodesh Lo Nikra Mikra Kodesh Shelo Nichlal B'Parashas HaMoedin She'B'Parashas Emor. So Rosh Chodesh is not called a Mikra Kodesh. It's not included in the parish of the Moadim in Parashas Emor, and therefore there is no halach of Kabdeo B'machal V'mishto V'ksisnekiya, that according to the Mechilta in Parashas Bo, this halach of Kabdeo B'machal V'mishto V'ksisnekiya branches off from the din of Mikra Kodesh. And so writes Tosis and Krisus Zayin Amud Aleph, And Rosh Chodesh doesn't have that. There's no special, there's a minuk, but there's no special chiyuv of machol mishten ksus nikiya, because it's not a mikra kodesh. So maybe we can say that for the chiyuv of haskaras me'ena ma'ora, we require a chag sheyesh bo kedushas hachag. In other words, a chag de ikdash ba'asiyas melacha, and it's called a mikra kodesh. Shezeu ha'ma'ora cheftza shel kedushas hachag shechayovim lahaskir v'cheftza shel kedushas hachag v'yav v'cheftza v'kedushas hachag. That's mechayiv in haskara. Ma she'en kein rosh chodesh she'en lo yoysoy ma'ora shel kedushas hachag. Therefore v'cheftza shel rosh chodesh be'etzim there's no chiyuv of haskaras me'en ha'ma'ora, because it lacks kedushas hachag. V'im kein im heim dvareinu, if what we're saying is correct, there's a fundamental difference between Haskaras Mein Amor and Rosh Chodesh and Haskar on other holidays. That on Rosh Chodesh, the Haskar is not because of the Cheftz of Rosh Chodesh Be'etzem, just the Chiyuv of Haskar is because of the Maisa of Kiddush HaChodesh. Because Be'oiso Yoim based in Mekachim Es HaChodesh. And therefore, there is that is the event, that is the episode for which there is a Chiyuv of Haskara. And it's not like other holidays where the Haskara is because of the ikar of the cheftz of the chag. And therefore we can say that the choivas haskara in Rosh Chodesh is out the kiddush beizdin, beizdin is mekadesh the chodesh. And we can also say that the choivas haskara in Rosh Chodesh is because of the akravas hamusaf vishir shel Rosh Chodesh. Ayin Rashi Chagiga Yitzayin Amud Beis Amr Torah Mene Yomim Shloshim Yom V'Kadesh Chodesh L'Musafim V'Kakosav HaLavush, that Rosh Chodesh has Kedusha Yosem Shari Me'achog, who's reading Musafim like on Rosh Chodesh, like on Yontif. V'ayin B'Shabbis B'Daf Chofdal Amud Aleph Yomim Sheish Bem Korban Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh in Chol HaMoed Mispalel Shmonesrei, and you say Me'ein HaMa'ora Be'Avoda. So you see that it's connected to the Korban Musaf. And according to what we're saying, maybe the musaf is not merely a simen yamim sheyesh bim karban musaf your mispalel shmonesrei for omer meina ma'ora. It's not just a simen that when there's musaf there's also haskara, but maybe the musaf is the mechayiv. In other words, we want to understand the mechayiv of haskara smeina rosh chodesh. So it could either be because of the kiddush beizdin, or it could be because the musaf is mechayiv laskara, because that's the gufa ma'ora of rosh chodesh. That it's poel b'chalos hachiyuv, that since it has a musaf, you also have to be maskir me'ena ma'ora. And that in the Gemara was not tola the haskara of kiddush of haskaras me'ena ma'ora, neither in kiddush hachodesh nor in musaf. Maybe what the Gemara is trying to teach us is that the chiyuv haskara is totally b'chiyuv erosh chodesh v'lo b'rosh chodesh. So when the Gemara says, I take it back. When the Gemara says that you have to be masked, that you're not masked here at night. Why you're not masked here at night? You're not masked here at night because there's no kiddush hachodesh at night. So why is it matter? It's tole the chiyuv in kiddush hachodesh. For it is tole. It is tole in kiddush hachodesh. It's not tole the chiyuv in musaf. So why is it tole the chiyuv in kiddush hachodesh and not in musaf? So the Gemara is trying to teach us that the haskara is tolui b'chiyuv erosh chodesh. V'lo b'rosh chodesh be'etzem. It's not totally in Rosh Chodesh itself, but Rosh Chodesh itself is not inherently a yamtif. It's totally in the chiyuvim of Rosh Chodesh. So what's a chiyuv of Rosh Chodesh? Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh comes first. But there's also musaf. There's also shir. So that's also mechayev haskaras me'ein ha'ma'ora. Just the Rambam in Perek Beis, Milchus Tfiyah Alocha Yud, when he brings the Alocha of Amiris Yalav Yavo, doesn't bring that it has musaf. So l'chor l'shitaso l'huva zeh b'gemara k'mechayiv. The Gemara doesn't bring it as a mechayiv and a criterion that is koveya. Rather, the Gemara just mentions the musaf because that's a simon. It's a simon if it has musaf. Therefore, you're also going to be maskir me'ein ha'ma'or. But we want to say that that's mamish the mechayiv. In other words, the Gemara only mentions kiddush hachodesh is the mechayiv. Maybe kiddush hachodesh is the mechayiv. Musaf is mechayiv. In other words, the Gemara is just giving an example that the day itself is not mechayiv. It's the kiddush hachodesh that's mechayiv haskaras me'ein ha'ma'or, or the musaf. In other words, it has to be something extra. The Gemara just brought kiddush hachodesh as a dugma, but it could be musaf as well. So according to that, we understand very well that ein machzirim ba'arvis. That that you don't have to go back at night, because since the chiyuv has karas because of the ma'oira of ma'isa kiddush ha'chodesh and musaf ha'shir, so yeah, there's a chefts of Rosh Chodesh even at night. Yeah, it's called Rosh Chodesh because it's chalam afreya, like we said. Nevertheless, since at night ain mekachenes ha'chodesh ve'ain ba musaf ha'shir, so the night is lacking that ma'ora that's mechayiv hazkara, and therefore we can also understand Tosis maskana that even on the second night ain machzirin, because even though the chodesh is already mekudesh and already is a chefts of Rosh Chodesh, nevertheless, the chefts of Rosh Chodesh is not mechayiv hazkara. The Maisa Kiddush HaChodesh is what's Mechayiv Daskara, and that's not done at night. Musaf and Shir are Mechayiv Daskara, and that's not done at night. Aye, so why lechatchila do you have to be maskir b'leil Rosh Chodesh? Maybe it's because b'shaar chagim that the haskar is because of the etzem chefts of chag maskirim gam b'layla, so they're also metakin even on leil Rosh Chodesh mishum lo plug v'akati yadayin yesh ladun b'zeh. So in the Chayodam and Klal Chof Dalet and Seif Yud, he brings from what Hagoyin Moreno Rav Evli Pesveler. Oh, it's such a famous Rav Evli Pesveler. I'm saying he wrote a lot of Divrei Torah, and he's only known for this Chiddush, even though afterwards they found this Ksav Yad, and they published a lot of his Torah, but that was only about 17 years ago. But until then, people know, the Olam only knew him from this Chiddush. To this day, people know, Revli Pesveler, it's this Chiddush. Pesveler, it's this Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? That if you make a mistake on Lil Rosh Hashanah, you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, you don't have to be Chozer, Kedin Tov Lo Isker Yalav V'Lova B'Lil Rosh Chodesh, because Eim Kachin Es HaChodesh B'Layla. So just like in Rosh Chodesh and Mekachin Sechodesh Balayla, so Lil Rosh Hashanah, we say the same thing. That Hadin Kain, that what? That there's no, if you, just like if you missed the Aleph Yavud night, so if you missed HaMelech HaKadosh and Lil Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to go back. Ad Kan Chidusha Agodo Shel Rav Evli Pasveler. Writes Hagon Rav Yosef Dosol of Eichik Sechorna Levracha, he's a famous shir and shirim Zechor Avi Mori, that even though Bepashtus Hadvarim Nechonim, Mekol Makom Ha'ura Mafliga B'Yoyser, Mishum Shelefi Atzarech Anu Livsoik Shagam B'Shach V'Spal Shelchol, V'lo Hiski Rosh Choy Rosh Hashanah Klal B'Lel Rishon Gam Kenen Otzarech Lachzor, U'Psak Kazeh Kim'at Shemavi La'Rayon U'Bepoiskim Lo Nimtza Din Kazeh. So he says that the corollary, the outgrowth of this psak of Rav Evli would be that even if you forgot that it's Rosh Hashanah and you daven the weekday davening, you don't, and you didn't mention Rosh Hashanah at all on Leil Rishon, you also don't have to go back and say Shemoneh Esrei, because he's saying that if you miss HaMelech HaKadosh, you don't have to go back. Why? Because ain mekachin is a chodesh balayla. So just like on Rosh Chodesh, if you miss Yalav Yovo, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all, you're cool at night. So we would say the same thing in Rosh Hashanah. Even if you don't mention Rosh Hashanah at all at night, you're cool. And that is a psak that's mavil harayon. In poskim, we don't find anything like that. And the Sha'arat Zion and Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis, he's Tamei Atuva on this Shita, and he blives with the Tzarech Ion, Beis Halevi, Chelek Aleph, Siman Men Beis, also discusses this. We had recently a shir on this, and Amir Tashem, we have a lot more to talk about, but based on what we said, we'd like to say as follows. That since Rosh Chodesh Iktish Ba'asiyas Melacha, Harei Yesh Bo Oysu Kedushas HaChag, Hanitzreches lechiyuv daskaris meinam, or no, Rosh Chodesh is as an iser malacha, and therefore it has kedush sachag, and therefore it's mechayiv askaris meinam ora, and therefore the askaris may etzem achev to shel kedush sachag shezoi am ora. It's not mechiyuv yachag. It's not because of the chiyuvim they have to bring on the chag, like musaf and kiddush hachodesh, like we have by Rosh Chodesh. No, it's part of the etzem chefts of the day that it's mechayiv askaris meinamor. And according to that, that's very good. That even at night machzirin also shish kaddish lemachar, then the kid's going to be holy lemafreya. And therefore, there's a chefts of kedushas chag gam balayla. And maybe we can say b'shitas hagon merena rabbi Evli Pasveler, that he also holds that if you daven tefillah shel chol a little Rosh Hashanah, you have to go back and daven kshis kaddish lemachar lachag, when tomorrow it becomes it's when they do the kiddush the next day, then the mafreya it's going to be holy, and there's already a chefts of kiddush sachag even at night. But he just holds that amiras hamelech hakadosh is not a prat v'chelik b'tefillah Rosh Hashanah. Shreyom rasa b'chol aser simay tshuva shakadosh baruch hu kemelech boisim hayomim v'u shofet es ha'olam kulo. And according to this, since in Rosh Hashanah Ches Amid Beis, we learn from the pasuk Yichok Yisrael Hu Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov Ein Beis Shamalach Lesson L'Din Elim Ken Kitchu Beis Into Sechoidesh. So therefore, the Amiras Hamelach Hakadosh She Yisodu Mipas She Beis Shalmaila Shoyftim Boisei Azman. So since the Amiras speak is Beis Shalmaila is judging us, so that's Talui in the Din Kiddush Hachodesh, and the Kin Kiddush Hachodesh is only by day. So that's a gevaldik yishuv for the shita of Rav Evli Pasveler. That's he says dafka hamelech hakadosh, you don't go back because that's talui in kiddush hachodesh, because it's only talui in judging. Hashem is judging. This is a time of judgment. So when there's a judgment, only by day. So if you miss it at night, you don't have to go back. But as far as mentioning Rosh Hashanah davening, avad and avad, you have to daven Rosh Hashanah davening at night. Because I'm afraid there's going to be Dush Sachag, and that's Mechai Vazkar. So this party goes on, and there's a lot more to say, and the Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully revisit this topic. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.